It's an interesting point. The world tries to be family friendly for men and women. Now, Kelly O'Dwyer, her baby Olivia is 4 months old. She's a member for Higgins. The reports are that the government whip, Scott Buchholz, was concerned that she missed a speaking commitment in the House of Representatives and told her to express more milk. Now, Kelly O'Dwyer has just been talking on Sky News. You want to talk about the specifics or exactly who asked her to do what. But, she really went on to say, when he went to say that women can do both.
I think that it's important to understand that nursing mothers can do the job of a parliamentarian and they can also do the job being a mum as well. They can balance both. And that's, you know, that's the takeout that I want people to have, is that women can be mothers and they can be members of parliament.
Well, yes, up to a point. On the line is the Chief Executive of the Australian Breastfeeding Association, Rebecca Naylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it reasonable for Kelly O'Dwyer or anybody else to miss a work commitment such as, well, she was due to give a speech in the House of Representatives, because they're breastfeeding?
Well, I think it's really, when you think about this, the Parliament is Kelly's workplace. And so it's really up to Kelly and the workplace to negotiate what it is that works best in that workplace in order to support Kelly to continue to breastfeed her baby, because that's what she wants to do.
Okay, but this is an inevitable clash. And when there is a clash like this, what should happen?
Well, again, I don't think it's up to you or I to make a judgment about that. It's about the workplace.
Well, we're paying the bills. We're paying the bills here. We're the employer.
Yeah, well, I guess they have processes in place that allow Kelly to take time away in order to breastfeed her baby when that's needed. They have agreed processes, and so if they feel that needs review, then they need to do that together. You know, there's laws in place to protect women in the workplace, to allow them to continue to breastfeed their babies, and we shouldn't forget that.
What are those laws?
It's illegal to discriminate against a woman in relation to breastfeeding. So they must provide provisions if a woman asks for it to allow her to breastfeed and or express.
Sorry, you're breaking up a little. Can you get a little bit closer to the base? Are you on one of those cordless phones?
Sorry. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not far from the base, but I'll try.
Thank you. Okay, so that there are laws covering it. What if, and we just had the case raised, what if I'm an intensive care nurse required to stand at the end of a bed and focus on the patient for a full shift? Can I take the baby with me?
Yeah, so I don't think anybody's actually suggesting that we should allow intensive care nurses to breastfeed on the ward, on the job. So I think comments like that sensationalise this a little.
No. I'm trying to get to the point of how the world works. Now, of course, you're not going to do it with an intensive care nurse, but what do you do? If she she's a feeding mother, a breastfeeding mother, she is still wants to work as an intensive care nurse, and she brings her baby to work, and you put it in a crèche or something, but it's due to be fed at a time when she can't leave the patient. What happens?
Yeah, so in a situation where a woman returns to work and she wants to continue breastfeeding, the workplace and that woman negotiate what's going to work best for that workplace. So I would imagine that in that kind of scenario, you might be, that woman may choose to express milk so that that can be used for the baby when she's unable to go to the child to feed. Allow time for that to happen.
So is that what Kelly O'Dwyer should have done?
I think it's up to Kelly to negotiate that with her workplace.
I understand
I'm not going to take a position on what Kelly should and shouldn't do. That's for her to negotiate.
She's being publicly criticised, or more important, the government whip is being criticised for advising her to do exactly what you just advised.
They have as I understand it, they have a system in place that supports women who are breastfeeding to continue doing that in Parliament, and that this issue for Kelly has been resolved, as I understand it.
Has it?
I think that this is a broader issue about supporting women to continue to breastfeed when they return to work.
So has it been resolved? How do you know that?
That's what I hear. That's what I've read in the news.
Yeah. Well, how was it resolved, you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. It's a difficult situation. There will inevitably be a clash between either the breastfeeding or the dad that wants to pick up the kids. And, of course, as an employer, you try and look after your employees and do everything possible. But there are some times, and I'm in one of those industries, I've got three women working for me. or two and a half, but say three female staff members, if one of them needs to breastfeed in the first half hour of the program, we've got a problem.
Right, so that's what I mean about having to negotiate something that's different for each workplace. So in some workplaces, that's not going to be a problem, and if you've got childcare in the building, for example, it may be perfectly possible to nick out and feed and come back again. But in other workplaces, that isn't going to be possible. And so it might be that in that situation, a woman might express at work so that somebody else can feed that breast milk to their baby. But really, this is about us making a commitment as a community to really support women who want to continue to breastfeed to do just that.
Well, I'll agree with that. I agree with that commitment, but I think there also needs to be a commitment coming the other way to say, yes, I understand I've got some responsibilities here and I'll try and fit in.
Yeah, and I think most women do their absolute best to make that happen.
You don't
in fact, so much so that many, many women give up breastfeeding before they return to work because the workplace isn't supportive of them continuing to breastfeed. So I don't think the issue here is about women demanding. The issue here is about workplaces being flexible.
Well, it's about both, surely.
But most women give up, Neil. So this
mean they don't go back until the child is sort of onto solids or less breastfeed?
No, they wean prematurely. Most women are weaning before 6 months, and many of those women are returning to work.
But that's their choice. I mean, if they want to return to work, then they have to do that. If they want to keep breastfeeding, then it becomes more complex.
Yeah, that's right. But if we made it possible for women to combine both, then we would be seeing more babies breastfed for longer. And as a community, that's something we need to commit to. The health outcomes associated with breastfeeding for 6 months, so the risks associated with not breastfeeding for that period of time are significant.
So is it still too difficult for a woman to make both work?
No, it isn't too difficult.
It's not. Oh, I'm sorry, no. I misunderstood you. Okay, thank you very much. Rebecca Naylor, Chief Executive, Australian Breastfeeding Association. I know she didn't want to talk about Kelly O'Dwyer, but I think what's coming through this is more that Kelly O'Dwyer has mismanaged her time. She knew she was logged to work to speak in the House of Representatives. Either she should have been able to say, I won't be able to make other arrangements, or else, as the whip said to her, she should have expressed more so she could go. I think that's the bottom line. Maybe it's Kelly, nothing to do with the breastfeeding issue or the child or what the whip said, and he's getting bashed for it, but maybe she just didn't organise her time properly, which is not... Mind you, how do you organise your life around a four-month-old baby? They don't actually work to a schedule, do they?